Welcome to Nurturing Bright Futures, the higher education podcast for teachers and advisors, brought to you by UEA. Each month, we provide the latest information you need to guide your students through their journey to university, plus hints and tips to help support you in your work. We know you're busy, so we keep each episode to around 20 minutes, just long enough for a cup of coffee. So, pop the kettle on and let's get started.
Hello listeners and welcome back to this month's episode of Nurturing Bright Futures, the higher education podcast for teachers and advisors produced by the University of East Anglia. On today's episode, we are joined by Emma Huddlestone, a lecturer in sociology here at UEA. It's lovely to have you on today, Emma. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks very much for inviting me along.
Would you mind giving us a little introduction to yourself for our listeners? And before we jump straight into the course, maybe you could give us a little overview of what exactly sociology is.
Yeah, sure. So I'm Emma Huddlestone, a lecturer and admissions director for sociology at UEA. And to me, I think sociology is an absolutely fascinating subject, which involves studying human life, social groups, whole societies, and the institutions that shape our social worlds. It's a social science which provides theories and methods to help us to better understand issues around, say, individual identity, group interaction and behaviours, and how our social conditions shape our life chances and opportunities. Sociology can sometimes feel a bit pessimistic because we spend a lot of our time tracing the various inequalities across society, such as who benefits from current structures and also who doesn't. But I think in this way it can also be pretty optimistic, because I think by better understanding exactly what is happening in our social worlds and what is making these things possible, we can identify ways in which we might change it for the better. And that's the hope, anyway, and that is the type of sociology students will encounter here at the UEA.
Thank you so much. And what is your specialism within the subject and what drew you to sociology?
Okay, so I'm a military sociologist, which means I'm basically interested in the relationships individuals and societies have with military institutions and also military power. Broadly, I'm interested in what makes military power feel normal and acceptable within contemporary democratic society. Essentially, my question is, what makes war possible? And as a part of this, I'm particularly interested in understanding the lived experiences of military families around periods of war, especially how female military partners manage the deployment of their serving partner. And sociology has provided me with the necessary theories and the research tools to better understand these relationships. And certainly in my research to date, I've tended towards feminist theories of family life, roles and identity. And I've also used qualitative methods, including interviews, observations and autoethnography.
So first things first, can you give us an overview of our sociology course and what students can expect from these degrees in terms of the content, but also what opportunities are available to our students?
Yeah, sure. So if students are interested in understanding how society works, why inequality persists, how identities are formed and the ways that power operates within social institutions, then sociology at the UEA is a great place to be. Sociology here at UEA is a hugely diverse degree with options to suit a variety of interests. We have organised our degree around four key specialisms which we teach, which include criminology, the sociology of children and families, the sociology of social change, and also digital sociology. Students will be introduced to each of these specialisms in their first year, and then in their second and third years, they'll be able to select modules delivered by the sociology team and others teaching across the university who also apply a sociological analysis to their areas of research around these four different specialisms. So if students find topics around criminology and the sociology of change absolutely fascinating, and they'd like to continue developing their thinking in these areas after their first year, there are option modules which will enable them to do this. Equally, if they prefer to take a more generalist approach, this is possible too, and students will be able to choose whichever module they like, really, based on the topics that interest them most. So what we see is that every student's journey here is different depending on how they choose to curate their own path through the years according to their module options. Overall, sociology at the UEA is all about empowering students to study the sociology that matters most to them.
That sounds great. And additionally, as sociology is such a broad discipline, can you provide any examples of the modules that students might be able to take?
Yeah, sure. So our suite of modules are all built around the different pathways that we specialise in. I'm not going to go through them all because I've got quite a few, but by way of an example, for our criminology specialism, students can take a range of modules that might include modules like gender victimisation and offending, which is extremely popular, and also crime and society. And then differently, for our children and family specialism, there are modules such as the 21st century family, again, another popular module, and also another super popular module, child observation using a sociological analysis. That's where students get to go out to nurseries or daycare centres and conduct in-person observations and then come back and write a report on their key findings for applying a sociological analysis to that. Complementing all of this, we have a range of really bespoke cutting-edge modules that have been developed from our staff's current research programmes, such as Risk and Resilience, Young People as Victims of Exploitation, Offenders and Survivors. Another example is the Military Security and Society. And then we've also got the particularly novel module of Critical Vegan Studies. So essentially what I'm trying to say is there's a lot of choice here at the UEA. And if listeners would like to know more about which options they might be able to take here, you can take a look at our Sociology at UEA webpage for further details.
Great, thank you. In terms of the classroom then, what can prospective students expect during their contact hours? What are the traditional ways of learning and assessment on these programmes?
Yeah, so for contact hours, these tend to vary depending on which modules you choose, but certainly the modules in sociology, students can expect to have between 2 to 3 hours a week in the classroom for a combination of either lectures, seminars, and workshops. There are also additional hours allocated for self-directed study, and students will be guided around how to prepare in advance for classes. Some prep activities might include answering questions around a particular reading set or a podcast to listen to or a video to watch, or even doing a short piece of research and bringing something in for the class to discuss, for example, finding a newspaper headline that represents something that the module's concerned with. In terms of assessment, students will be assessed in each module, and they'll find the type of assessment will vary depending on which modules they choose. Most often, they'll encounter different forms of coursework, which may include essays, so the traditional essay, reports from their independent research from observations, for example, portfolio work, so small pieces of work that they build up throughout the semester, pieces of reflective writing, so that's really turning the focus onto their engagement with their sociological learnings and development, or producing an academic poster, for example, showcasing an argument for how something should change in society. We don't have many exams in the course, and right now there's actually only one open book exam in the first year. Across the course, students will have opportunities to get some feedback on work ahead of submitting their final piece to be assessed. Certainly as a team, we're really committed to supporting students, their learning and their development as much as possible.
And additionally, is there any opportunities to study abroad during a sociology course at UEA, and how could this be benefiting students in the future?
Yeah, we do offer sociology of a year abroad course, and this is a really fabulous opportunity to spend a year at any one of our partner universities, which are based all over the world. Students really won't be limited in their choice. Students will be supported in selecting which university they'd like to go to when they start their studies with us. And in their third year, they go and soak up all of that wonderful knowledge and have a great time seeing the sights and meeting new people before returning back to us for their final year. The students who've studied sociology of a year abroad have really enjoyed their experiences and are able to bring what they've learnt back into the classroom and their final year assessments. If listeners want to find out more, you can look at our Sociology of a Year Abroad webpage. But I also think it's worth saying that our students that don't go abroad also benefit significantly from this scheme, as we have many students from around the world visiting us each year, which enables some really interesting comparative discussions in class around, for example, how social inequalities differ according to different national contexts.
Amazing, thank you. And from an admissions perspective, as a lot of our listeners are very likely to be advising current sixth form and college students, what are the qualities, the knowledge, or any experience that this department looks for when it's offering places to students?
Yeah, I love that question. And I was speaking about this with my colleagues recently. One colleague said that good qualities for a sociology student might include being curious and being open to being challenged. Now, for some students, they do that in a really talkative, lively way, whilst others do that in a quiet and carefully considered way. But as long as they're curious and open to new ways of thinking, they'll find it rewarding. Another colleague talked about the value of imagination, to be able to think creatively about the world, why we do things the way we do, and how we could do things differently. And of course, having some sociological understanding, I think, would also put students in a strong position to apply, but we're also very open to hearing from students who are at the very beginning of their sociological journey. You can actually take a look at our website for particular grade entry criteria if you're interested. I recommend that students think about what experiences that they've had and how these might have sparked a sociological interest when thinking about doing a sociology degree. This could range from work experience through to more personal reflections, for example, being absolutely fascinated by the gender dynamics they've witnessed playing their favourite sport in school or college. After all, it's often our personal insights which spark our sociological interest and imagination, and this is the kind of thing that us on the admission side would love to hear about.
Amazing, thank you. I'm sure that'll be really, really helpful for students to hear as well. So additionally, when thinking about future employability, where can a degree in sociology take you? Where have recent graduates ended up, and what transferable skills do you believe this programme offers its students?
Okay, so we've designed our course of employment in mind, and there are various transferable skills that students will gain during their time with us. For example, students will learn to critically analyse complex social, cultural and political phenomena. They'll also learn to apply sociological theory to common public policy areas in order to recommend improvements around areas such as education, health, crime and welfare policies. They'll also develop knowledge of social, political and behavioural interventions in these areas. And no small aside, they'll gain some advanced training in qualitative and quantitative research methods. Sectors that we tend to see sociology students go into are various, but they typically include things like becoming policy analysts and researchers, media, marketing, communications and campaign specialists, charity managers, senior police roles, professionals in education, caring and social service roles. And we also see quite a few of our students go into further study. So some of our recently graduated students are actually still with us at UEA, training to become teachers or in the business school studying marketing. So lots of options, and the UEA has a dedicated career service to support students to gain experience and figure out what they might want to do after their studies.
Lastly, if you could sum up in 30 seconds the best things about studying sociology at UEA, what is it that you would highlight?
Gosh, this might not be 30 seconds. Sociology at UEA is a fabulous place to work and study. It's a friendly school where staff are dedicated to supporting each student to achieve their own personal goals. We take time to get to know our students as individuals, and they'll find that they get to know our staff pretty well too. That makes for a really nice sense of community, as well as a really good environment to explore the often challenging, sometimes uncomfortable, but absolutely critical sociological issues of our time. For sure, we are an optimistic school, oriented towards changing things for the better.
Amazing. And thank you so much for all of that information. I'm sure that'll be really, really helpful for our listeners to hear. So just to wrap up, if any of our listeners want to find out a little bit more about the department and its courses or anything else that you've mentioned today, how can they get in touch or find out more information?
Yeah, so you can take a look at the sociology website for more information on the degree itself. Or if you'd like to get in contact with me, you can find my details by going to www.uea.ac.uk/ask-us. Click on staff, enter sociology into the department box and you'll find my profile.
Perfect. Well, that's the end of all of my questions. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode, Emma. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
And thank you to all our listeners for tuning in to this month's episode.
That's it for this month's episode of Nurturing Bright Futures. We would absolutely love to hear from you.
To book a visit, make a suggestion, or ask us a question,
drop us a line at schools@uea.ac.uk. Thanks for joining us.